This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're listening to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. Today is a very special episode of the Latin Alternative. I'll be joined shortly by Emmanuel Del Real, otherwise known as Meme, of Mexican alt-rock icons Café Tacuba. We'll be talking with Meme about Café Tacuba's new album, El Objeto Antes Llamado Disco, or The Object Formerly Known as an Album. But first, we'll kick things off with some mid-career Café Tacuba. This is one of my favorite Tacuba tracks of all time, the song La Locomotora from their 1999 double album, Revés Yo Soy. Back to 1999, we just heard the classic Café Tacuba track La Locomotora from the double album Revés Yo Soy. Meme from Café Tacuba will be joining me shortly as today's special guest. We're going to check out the new song Pájaros, or Birds, from Café Tacuba's latest album El Objeto Antes Llamado Disco, which translates as The Object Formerly Known as an Album. Certainly one of my favorite album titles of the year. Let's take a listen to the track Pájaro.
De pronto casi todo entendí, así de repente supe que tengo aquí. Algunos que se han marchado ya, algunos que ya vienen y otros seguimos acá. La tierra que me vio nacer, el cielo me hará perecer, tus manos me hicieron crecer, mis hijos me harán renacer.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative. You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative. I'm your host, Josh Norick, joined by a very special guest today, Emmanuel Del Real, otherwise known as Meme, from Café Tacuba. Many of our listeners are certainly no doubt big fans of Café Tacuba, an iconic Mexican rock band. I would say one of the pioneers, really, of the Latin Alternative movement. They are back with a brand new album, and I should say a much anticipated new record called El Objeto Antes Llamado Disco, which is now probably one of my favorite album titles. It would translate as The Object Formerly Known as a Record. I want to give a warm welcome to Meme from Café Tacuba.
Hey, how are you? Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. They are here in Oakland, California, kicking off a tour in support of the new record. Now, I want to say your last studio album, Sino, did that come out in 2008, 2007?
2007, yeah.
Okay, so you've kept us waiting 5 years for this album, and I want to have you talk a little bit about the concept. I mean, Café Tacuba now has been recording albums. I want to say your first one came out in 1992.
Yeah, two weeks ago, it was 20 years. It's 20 years' birthday.
So this album, though, it's interesting because it's not a live album in the sense of a live concert album. And we know you guys have some amazing live concert albums, too. But this is a studio album recorded in front of a live audience. I want to have you tell us first how that concept came about. And also, I understand you recorded it in four different cities. We'd love to hear a little bit maybe how those were chosen.
Yeah, well, trying to do something different. I mean, we see the opportunity of every cycle of recording an album and then touring and stuff. We try to experiment or to have fun with doing something that we have never done before. In this case, we start with a recording concept. This was a Ruben's idea, which is he's the singer of the band, that he says, why don't we track the album with a live audience? Just, you know, play the songs and have some people watching us. And so the idea developed into this that was, yes, perform the album to create like a home studio in different environments in four different cities. The first one we start was Buenos Aires in Argentina, then Santiago de Chile, then Mexico City, then LA in the United States. And there were different venues. The first one in Buenos Aires was a theater. Then in Chile was a restaurant. In Mexico was an auditorium. And in LA was a studio, a formal studio. But all the things that, all the sessions that what had in common was that there were people sitting around us, pretty close to us, watching us recording an album in a studio, not a formal studio mounted in these places. And we were playing the songs as the way they will appear in the track list in the album. And more than to create a live album, or that the listener will listen a live album with the people around or stuff, we just, it's an if you listen, it's an studio album, but the way it was tracked was with, in certain cases, 60 people, 100 people, or even 500 people around us. For was more for us like the experience to be recording with some people watching you, that, you know, try to, what is recorded about this from the people is probably the energy, what is going through our vocals, our instruments. So that was the concept. And at the very end, we just finished, we just mix it, and tomorrow we are sending to the mastering, and pretty much it's done.
I want you to briefly tell us a little bit about this first song we're going to hear. It's the single. It's called De Este Lado del Camino, or The Side of the Path.
Exactly. Well, I know, yeah, why we picked this song as a first single, but pretty much I think that if it doesn't not represent exactly what the whole album is, it has something to do with the spirit of it. We have 23 years as a band, and probably we now more than ever, or that's at least what I think from me and from what I see from the rest of the band, are really enjoying the moment. We're really trying to enjoy every moment of the recording process, of the touring, of, you know, living with the band, living in with our families. And this song is about going through so much things emotionally or physically. But at the very end, right now, we are lucky to still be here, as I said, as living and as a band. And the chorus, what it says is me amo, which is I love myself. No? Instead of saying, you know, I love you or whatever, it's about the guy that is singing, or the guy that is at the very end of in this side of the path, thinking, you know, I'm so happy of being still here, doing what I like to do with the people, what I'm doing, even if I had some bad times, I'm so happy, and I love myself right now.
That's a great message. I wish more artists sang like that in English. We're going to check this out. This is De Este Lado del Camino from Café Tacuba's new album, El Objeto Antes Llamada Disco, or The Object Formerly Known as an Album.
De este lado del camino, sin buscar ningún destino, y aunque el trazo no es muy fino, de este lado del camino, si mi cara está arrugada y mis manos empolvadas, no ha de ser cosa muy rara. Si mi cara está arrugada, he esperado tanto tiempo. Soy un campesino, yo me encuentro.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative. If you just joined us, our special guest today is Meme from Café Tacuba. We are in the midst of checking out some songs from their brand new album, El Objeto Antes Llamada Disco, or The Object Formerly Known as an Album. We're going to talk about a song called Aprovechate. Before that, I want to get some more detail on how you guys had this reunion with longtime producer Gustavo Santaolalla. We sometimes call him the King Midas of Latin rock. I mean, he's produced some of the most important albums in your career. He's worked with Juanes, Molotov. How did you guys choose to get back together with Gustavo, and what was his role in this album concept too?
What I was saying before about, you know, make the things easier and enjoy it. And with them, with Gustavo Santaolalla and Aníbal Kerper, his partner, we always made a great team. And we can rely on them a lot of decisions. We can just focus on what they have to do, you know, write songs, create the arrangements, play the songs. And then, as I said, he can make the choose, or he will choose which songs he will pick. This is better, or in this, or what, why don't we do this? And we stop, you know, thinking about that between us, or sometimes I won't say fighting, mm-hmm. but as a creative process, always there is, you know, tension and friction. And in this way, he helped us to, as I said, rely on him and forget about all those issues, mm-hmm. and just focus on the music and enjoy it at the same time. And he has an incredible vision of from the big picture. From the outside, he can say, you know, this is better for the album, for the career, for the song. So we just, you know, let go the rest of the things, and we worked incredible well with him. He's an incredible artist, and with Aníbal, they make a great couple, a team. And we really enjoy it, the moment now working with him. And, even if he's so busy these days,
yeah.
doing a lot of stuff, more than just music, we just wait until he has some space to work, and then we did it, and this is it.
I've seen Gustavo literally all over the place. I once went to an opera with the singer Don Upshaw, and I look on stage and I'm like, that's Gustavo Santaolalla playing bass up there. I was like, wait a minute. It was the most random thing. But yes, he is one of the most musically well-rounded people and producers I know. So tell us about this song we're going to check out right now. I know you mentioned it's a little more on the pop side of Café Tacuba.
Yeah, probably, yeah. It's in its lyrics, is more a romantic, or like in a very honest way. To say it, and the melody is beautiful, and the arrangement, I like pretty much the arrangement. Probably it's one of the songs that contrasts from the rest of the sound of the album, but it's an incredible song, so that's why I enjoy to listen.
Let's just announce this song here.
Yes, this song is called Aprovechate.
Aprovechate de mí, de que estoy enamorado. Aprovechate que al fin te encontraste con un hombre así. Puedes hacer lo que quieras, por mi mundo de cabeza, pero sí, te aprovechas tú de mí. Me aprovecharé de ti. Aprovechate de mí, de que estoy enamorado. Aprovechate que al fin me encontraste por ahí. Solo sabes dudar, temer, desconfiar de aquellos que te han pretendido y ahora.
Aprovechate de mí, de que estoy enamorado. Aprovechate que al fin me encontraste por ahí.
If you're just joining us, you are listening to The Latin Alternative, and we are joined by Meme, otherwise known as Emmanuel Del Real, from Café Tacuba, the iconic Mexican alternative band. We're going to travel backwards now in the Latin Alternative time machine to 1992, a good 20 years ago. I can't believe how long ago it was, because it does not feel that long ago. This song, Rarotonga, comes from your self-titled debut album. And when I hear it, it always puts me in an instant happy place. But, you know, what you guys were doing was, I imagine, fairly revolutionary in the Mexican rock scene. And I was wondering if you could just tell us, like, starting out, did you feel like out of place? Like, what was going on? What was the scene in Mexico like in the early 90s and the late 80s?
Well, there was this thing at the end of the 80s, actually it was around middle of 80s, that some Argentinians and Spanian bands came to Mexico, because at that time in Mexico, even if there was tons of bands, there was no support for them in the industry or in the radio. There was like a decade or almost a couple of decades where the rock didn't have the spaces to be played or to be sell it or whatever. So when these bands like Soda Stereo, Radio Futura, or some of other bands like that, they went to play to Mexico, it was an incredible boom. And they filled the places and the arenas with their shows. And the industry in Mexico says, whoops, okay, I think we have something here. So they start, you know, make some research about what's happening in the scene at that time. And there were tons of bands starting, like Caifanes or like Maldita Vecindad or Fobia. So they just signed it and it was a success. And we were like pretty much, you know, as an audience for all those bands, and bands that didn't have the chance to explode with this boom, like Ritmo Peligroso or like Botellita de Jerez, that was like a few years before. But there were a lot of, I mean, they were influenced for us also, and we enjoyed to listen to their music and go to their shows. But when this thing happened in Mexico in the late 80s, we were about to start playing just because we wanted to listen to something that none of the bands or none of the music that we listened to were playing at the time. We just did it like, as you know, as an entertainment moment. And at the very end, we just met Gustavo and he just introduced you to Warner Music, and then we made an album, and that was like something that circumstantial that we didn't were looking for, but there was something that opened the spaces in the radio, in the TV. At the moment, there were no internet at all, so the some shows in the TV that has nothing to do with the rock, but we start playing there because there were only the only spaces to show the music, and we said, you know, this music or our music is not, I mean, it's for everybody if they want to listen to Café Tacuba. We didn't have any changes in our music or in our integrity. We said we're going to do whatever they ask it for, and we start playing in these radios and these TV shows and in the mornings and Saturday for kids and sometimes, and really opens for us the panorama of what we're thinking about, what the music has to be. And then it suddenly started happening, you know, we start touring, and then obviously it came the second album, and then it becomes a career. We were in the university studying, and then everybody has to left the university because this was too demanding, and we don't have the time to go for the school, and pretty much was like the beginning of what Café Tacuba was in the very late 80s, beginning of the 90s. And there was, again, tons of bands that was so successfully in Mexico and here in the States also. And then there were, because of that boom, there were a lot of new bands, and it was an incredible moment. I mean, an incredible moment, at least in my life experience, it was beautiful.
To me, the interesting thing, too, is that, you know, this album came out in 1992, which would also be considered sort of, I guess, the height of alternative rock in America. But yet your album was sort of, I think, an epic moment in the history of Mexican alternative rock. But it doesn't sound like grunge. It doesn't sound like anything that was going on in the United States. I mean, if I was to describe the song we're going to hear, Rarotonga, it's sort of like new wave meets crazy. Like the song is about like what, like a mystery animal or something. I mean, it's so.
No, there was this Mexican comic, okay, about this girl, this exotic. I'm a Sonic girl.
Amazon. It's got this
yes, and it's a comic called Rarotonga. Okay. So the comic, it's about, the song is about this comic, and the song in certain poses, Hazme tuya cada martes, which is make me yours every Tuesday.
Okay.
Which is the Tuesday, every Tuesday they release the comic. This so it's relate about this comic. Yeah.
Okay. Well, stepping into the 1992 Latin Alternative Time Machine, this is Rarotonga from Café Tacuba's self-titled debut album.
Hi, this is Meme from Café Tacuba, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
If you're just joining us, you are listening to the Latin Alternative, and we are joined by Meme, otherwise known as Emmanuel Del Real, from Café Tacuba. And, you know, I'd be remiss not to play this song. If it's not your biggest hit, it's one of the ones that I always see the crowds go crazy on at the concerts, the song Chilanga Banda, which is in fact actually a cover, right? This was on your album Avalancha de Éxitos, which was, I believe, all cover songs.
Yes, we did the second album called Re in 94. And then when we were writing and preparing the next album, it just came up this idea of doing an EP with 3-4 songs, cover songs, because from the beginning, before we had an album, before we have an idea of how a career from this, we like to play a lot of different songs from different artists, from Agustin Lara or from a cover from that sings this incredible Spanish artist called Rafael. Actually, we covered this song called from Soft Cell, Tainted Love.
Yeah.
So we had a bunch of things, always mixed with our songs. And well, at this moment, we said, why don't we, you know, make an EP, like a transition album that announces the next album. But at the very end, this album became an 8 songs album. Mm-hmm. It's like an EP album, yeah. but has an incredible songs and it had a great reception, and it gave us like 2 years of work from this transition album. And this song that we're going to listen called Chilanga Banda, it's from a songwriter, Mexican songwriter called Jaime Lopez. I mean, I think that for me is the best songwriter in rock or popular rock music. Mm-hmm. He's so wise with the language. He's a poet. And
some serious slang in this song too, right? I mean, there's words that I've never heard until I first heard the song. Yeah. I was like, what are they saying? The song itself though is very like Chilanga Banda would be like a band from Mexico City, right? I mean, he's using some very localized words in this song.
Yes, it's called Chilanga Banda, and it means like a group of people, a band, but band, but not music,
right?
Precisely, just friends. And in Mexico, to the people that live in Mexico City, they call us Chilangos. So this is the Chilanga Banda. And especially in the Mexican city slang, we use a lot the word CH, the La Che. And pretty much of the words that are in the song has this consonant, the Che, and it's just a slang that very, very local slang that is talking about being a guy that is a taxi driver and has different experience in the city and see different stuff. But with this slang that pretty much out from Mexico City is hard to understand. So, but the way he write it and what he's saying and how he combine it and the rhymes and everything, it's fabulous. And then we try to approach the song like in a, we try to do some hip hop style thing, you know, contrasting with this idea of like, if he was like a rap, Mexican city rap. And that's what it became, the Chilanga Banda.
Chale, chango, chilango, que chafa, chamba, te chutas, noche que andar de tacuche, y chale con la charola, tan choncho como una chinche, más chueco que la payuca, confusca con cachiporra, te pasa andar de guarura, mejor yo me echo una chela, y chance enchufo una chava, chambeando de chafirete, me sobra chupe pa' changa. Saco chipote, la chota no es muy molacha. Chiveando a los que machucan, se ven morder su talacha. De noche caigo al congal, no manches, dice la changa. A choro de este por ocho, en chifla pasa la facha. Pachuco, cholos y chundos, chichinflas y malapachas. Acá los chompira rifan y balan tibiritaba.
Pachuco, cholos y chundos, chichinflas y malapachas. Acá los chompira rifan y balan tibiritaba.
Thank you. enchufo una chava. Chambeando de chafirete, me sobra chupe pachán. Miñero mata la bacha y canta la cucaracha. Su choya vive de chochos, de chemo, churro y garnachas. Y se les retacha.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
We just heard Chilanga Banda from Café Tacuba's legendary covers album, Avalancha de Éxitos. It came back, I can't believe it came back, way back in 1997. I actually had the privilege of working publicity on that album back in the day. We are going to go now a couple years forward to an album that came out, I want to say, in 2004, was it? 2003, excuse me. Now, this record had a couple different producers. The album's called Cuatro Caminos. I know that Gustavo Santaolalla, one of your longtime producer, worked on it, but also part of the album recorded in upstate New York with, was it Dave Friedman from the Flaming Lips? And even though he didn't produce the song we're going to play, we have to talk about it because we have a lot of affiliates. Our show is carried by WEXT in Albany and also by North Country Public Radio and airs in Rochester. So I think for a lot of our upstate New York listeners who are wondering, how did Mexico's biggest rock band wind up connected with a producer in Buffalo, New York? We need to know.
Well, we were huge fans from the Flaming Lips. And then we knew Dave Friedman from some of his producing with them. And when we just came to this album, we said, why don't we just open the thing? And what's the first album we're going to not only produce with Gustavo, but with another producer? So we start asking another producers. And Dave Friedman seems to be very interested. And then we went to produce three songs. Three of the songs of Cuatro Caminos are produced in Casadaca in Buffalo, in New York. So, I mean, it was an incredible experience because more than the music that was, again, beautiful to work with him and the way he approached the music and how he listened to the things. He has a studio in the middle of the woods, and we arrived that night. It was winter. The winter was starting, so we arrived to the studio, and he has an upstairs some room in his studio, and we slept there. And then when we wake up, there was the first snow in the from the winter, and was our first experience with snow in our lives. So we went to the window, and then we went out and we were like kids, you know. So it was beautiful to be there and experience that, and then the music, you know?
As an upstate New Yorker myself, we're proud to claim
that at least one of your records was recorded up there. But this track, which was actually the biggest hit off the album, and I want to say you sang vocals on this, correct? This song, Eres, one of my favorite songs possibly of all time, not just in the Café Tacuba catalog. My wife actually and I danced to it at our wedding. But this song, you know, if you go look on YouTube, I want to say it has like 20 million views. Uh-huh. Obviously, it's struck a chord with a lot of people. Tell us about this song. What is it? Is it just a sweet love song? How did it come to be? And I can see why you worked with Santaolalla on it. I mean, it feels like a fit with some of the pop things he's done with other artists. But at the same time, it's still a very quintessential Café Tacuba track.
Personal experience, or not want to say just a literal personal experience. It's those moments when you have to say something and you do it in the music and it helps you to get through the thing. And I think that pretty much the song explains what it is. For the people who haven't heard or won't understand now the song that is about to be played, it's a love song, a sad love song. Yeah, I mean, I can, as many of the songs, love songs that there are around. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to check out Eres from Café Tacuba's 2003 album, Cuatro Caminos.
Se quiere mi salvación, mi esperanza y mi fe.
It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
We'll be right back. la sed que siento me sanará.
Going back to 2007 and the album Sino, we just heard Volver a Comenzar from Café Tacuba. My special guest today was Café Tacuba co-founder Emmanuel Del Real. If you like what you're hearing, we hope you'll join us on either Facebook or Twitter. You can find us on Facebook by searching for The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. We hope you'll join us again next week. Hasta la próxima.
Fiesta.
¡Nuestra!
Este es nuestro vals, Radio Capital. Este es nuestro vals,
Radio Capital.
Nuestra fiesta, candado y crestas. Nuestra fiesta.
¡Nuestra!
Nuestra fiesta, candado y crestas. Nuestra fiesta.
¡Nuestra!
Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.